All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but somehow still live from the lair. All right, we're in the sword room, so I have an email here. I got this one a couple years back. I always intended to do the advice columns or read people's stories online. I really didn't start doing it until about a few months ago, so there's a lot of backlog I got to get caught up on. Now, this next story is, in my opinion, it's on the sad side, and there's a lot of motivations in here in regards to some of that drive that men get early on. A lot of this hit home with me, so very similar paths to an extent. Okay. This individual got hung up on a girl, and in my opinion, to an extent, it still haunts him.
The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
We're going to start off here. My name is Rodney. It's probably not his real name. And I am 44 years old. This story involves the heartbreaking banishment to the friend zone. Okay, I grew up in the suburbs of Boulder, Colorado, and had the benefit of coming from a family with a mother and a father. My father worked in software development, and my mother was a medical billing specialist who later founded her own company. Probably had her husband help with the programming. We were well off financially, and I needed for nothing. When I started school at 5, I remember a girl in my class, let's call her Jenny, after the movie Forrest Gump. I hate that movie because of that character. He goes on to say, I know it was only 5, but I instantly fell in love with her on first sight. Now, this love at first sight thing, is it a real thing? I'd have to say yes. I remember going into kindergarten when I was between 4 and 5 years old, and there was a girl in there that I had the hots for that woman well past high school. Now she pulled the pin on the fat grenade, and she's, you know, smashed through all 3 walls and is a raging fucking bitch. So, in my case, dodged a bullet. So, yeah, these things happen. It is what it is. Okay, now, this part is kind of fucked up here. We became great friends, and we hung out for years during the school year and most of the summers as well. I still call her mom number 2. Okay, so if he was spending that kind of time around her family and what have you, I can look, both families, like, that's just the natural way it works. We're going, oh, they're going to get together. This is going to be really good. Yeah. And that seldom works out. And when he said it in the beginning, he got put in the friend zone, especially by this woman here. There's a lot of guys who are stuck in the friend zone, and it's literally torture. My advice is get the fuck out of the friend zone. If you get stuck there, just leave. Just say, fuck it, I'm done. Boom, I'm out. Throw the ninja ball. Boom, don't look back. All right? There's no future for you there with a woman who put you in the friend zone. That is the truth. All right? And, you know, there's some guys out there like, yeah, Pop, you're wrong. You can get a chance later down the road after she's been ran through. She can't pair bond then. And you're setting yourself up for a long, drawn-out misery. Okay, we became best friends, and we skied, rode horses. Okay, so he wanted for nothing, so he was in the horse culture. Camped, fished, rode dirt bikes together. Everything was great until high school started. In the ninth grade, I got "You're Like a Brother to Me" speech, and it devastated me. Well, I mean, you hung out with her for all those years when she was on the young side, and of course, she's going to look at you as a brother. That is exceedingly common. There are some stories out there where they hung out as kids, and, you know, she thought of him as a brother. Then there's an absence of time. He comes back, and the dynamic changes. That's rare. That's some shit you read in books. But she puts you in the friend zone, and she looks at you as a brother. So those are two big nails in the coffin that you're not going to be able to pry out. All right. So this is a wrap. I continue to stay in the friend zone and witness her date several of the bad boys in high school. I listened to her talk about her relationships with these assholes for years, and I died a little each time. All right, so, like, you are into this woman to the point you say it's love at first sight. You stay in the friend zone willingly, and then hear her talk about these other fucking dudes that are, you know, getting a sample of the snack pack, the charcuterie board, and you're not. You're going to feel a particular way about this. I get it. I totally get it.
Hold up, bro. I can fix her.
She's an electoral zombie!
I can fix her!
Come on!
All right. When I turned 18 in 2000, the whole situation had me bitter and seething with rage. It's very common. You got to 18. You were full of all of these negative emotions. I was the same way, except I went in the Army at 17, not 18. And I can honestly say, up until I was about 27, 28 years old, I did not fucking care if I lived or if I died. And it was that attitude mixed with the whole fucking laundry list of hate that allowed me to do superhuman shit in the Army. Jenny went to Colorado State University after high school, and I went into the Army. I did not know what I wanted to do with my life, and wasting money on college didn't seem like a responsible decision at the time. I guess the pipe dream of marrying Jenny had destroyed my self-esteem and left me with a seething anger that was driving me to self-destruction. That, holy crap. Wow. Like, women motivate men to do some crazy-ass shit. Even when they're not intentionally motivating, men still, you know, fuck. Wow. Now, yeah, I get it, man. I get it. You wanted this woman, and it didn't work out. You felt a particular way about it. And instead of allowing it to turn inward and destroy yourself, which a lot of guys do after high school or whatever, they climb into a bottle and they start using drugs, doing nothing with their lives, getting into trouble. And, you went in the Army and you decided to focus that on something constructive or semi-constructive, or let's say destructive, but for somebody else. By the time 9/11 happened, I was in the 3rd Ranger Battalion as an airborne ranger, thus in the title Ranger Battalion. All right, now, for those of you that don't know what life in the Rangers is like, you have to prove you deserve to be there every single day. You fall out of X amount of road marches, you're gone. Can't make the times on the runs for a certain amount of times, you're gone. Accidental discharge, you are gone by the end of the day. Do stupid stuff, get somebody hurt, you are gone. They have zero latitude. And you want to hang in the Ranger Battalion, you need to be on the cutting edge. By 2007, I had several deployments to Afghanistan and Iraq, and I saw and did things that I can only say were extremely unholy. That's war, baby. I get it. You're not fooling me with any of this. This is This is some deep shit here, man, and not in a bad way. He's telling us some stuff. In 2009, I ETS'd from active duty and finally completed college that I started while on active duty. That's exceedingly common. You can take classes online. They have classes on post that you could take. It's, you know, I know guys now that get off of active duty after 4 or 6 years, and they have an associate's degree, and they get out and they can get their bachelor's degree in a year and a half, 2 years, 2.5 years. So this is exceedingly common today. When I went in the service, the education center was just starting. That was in 1986. You really couldn't do any of this. So he took advantage of that stuff, which, in my opinion, is a good thing. I took a commission with the Colorado National Guard in 2011 and got a job as a police officer near Colorado, where I became the chief by 2022. So 10, 11 years on the job, he became the chief. It's probably not a big department. It didn't really go into locations here, which I understand. People don't want to give too much identifying information. Let's see. Jenny went on to do nothing with her life but get fat, ruin herself with tattoos, and have 3 children, which she lost custody of. To this day, I am still tormented by the memory of her, and I always wonder if our lives and her life would have been better if I was able to marry her. All right, you are dragging the regret bomb around, brother. And regret only gets heavier. And in my opinion, you don't need to be carrying this regret around. You don't need to be dragging this additional anchor. The shit played out the way it played out, man. I know she is lost to me now. I am also mad at myself for not speaking up and for staying in the friend zone for so long. I never married. I have no children. The women of today are absolute garbage. I hope to retire in 12 to 15 years. Okay, everyone, yeah, I hope you do too, man. See, what I will do then is an open book. Okay, so he doesn't know what he wants to do after he retires. Nobody really does. All right, do all men have a woman in their past that haunts them? Just asking for a friend. Signed, Blue Pill Simp from afar. Okay, wow, all right, oh man. Yes, most men have a woman in their past that haunts the fuck out of them. All right, in my case, I have about 3 of them. One stands above the rest. Not going to go into detail because, you know, this is going to be on the internet. And I don't want people making assumptions. But, yes, it's totally true. I understand your anger. Like, why? And you went into the service. I mean, you basically were hot for this girl, I would say all of your formative years. From, like, 5 to probably 26, 27. All right? Because, you know, it doesn't end as soon as he, you know, turns 18. She friend zoned him, called him a brother, and then made him listen to a montage of her with these other dude stories because, you know, he's her brother and that's the way she looks at him. And he's looking at her with a completely different outlook. Probably caused a lot of internal pain, which, you know, listen, you can't carry around a bunch of pain like that without an outlet of some type. It will fucking break you, man. So that's the anger that he carried forward, you know, when he enlisted in the army. And I can almost guarantee you that this whole situation that took place in high school added to him not knowing what he wanted to do when he got out of high school. Now, luckily, he did the right thing, in my opinion. He said, fuck it, I'm just going in the army. You know, constructively burned through a lot of those negative emotions and a lot of negative energy he'd been carrying around while he was in the Ranger Battalion. Like I said, you got to prove yourself every single day when you're there. And he probably burned through a lot of this anger. He got his self-esteem built back up because, you know, I only did 28, 32 months, you know, in the Ranger Battalion from 88 to 91. He stayed there, you know, for 7, 8 years. did combat deployments, like actual war combat deployments. And those guys, they see some shit, man. You know, I just got a taste of it when I, you know, we jumped into Panama. I couldn't imagine doing, what, 3, 4, 6 deployments. Because I believe the Ranger battalions, their deployments are 6 months long, not a year. I could be wrong. He burned through a lot of that stuff, got out, became a cop, finished his college. He's 44. Look, you're not super old yet. All right, you're more like 46 now. And you don't want to get married because women of today are garbage. You're absolutely correct. I have seen all kinds of stories, and I have heard about this stuff from people who have children. And they have an all-star, beautiful girl in high school. She graduates high school, goes to college. 2 years later, she shows up with tattoos, her hair's pink, piercings everywhere. Mind is turned against the world to include their parents for falsehoods that they never did, that were completely made up, and are quite literally just propaganda. And these women turn into mattress back floozies, and then later on they have the gall to look into the camera and make TikToks and other videos about where are all the good men. Well, Jenna, if you see this video, you had a good man with the stones to go to war, hold his own in one of the toughest units on the planet, finish his college, became a cop, became a chief of police, and you became a fat, tattooed, single mother who can't even hold on to her own children. What a cross-eyed beatdown. Life is a stone bitch. And gentlemen, take this letter to heart. If you are living in the friend zone in any way, shape, or form, and you have romantic feelings for said woman, leave immediately. It is self-destructive to you. Now, if you truly are friends, all right, there's nothing wrong with that then. But if you're not, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're shooting yourself in the foot, and you're throwing an anchor off the side of the boat while you're trying to move from point A to point B. Don't be this guy. I'll talk to you guys later. Out.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.